From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A monitoring group says the battle for the Syrian city of Aleppo has reached its end. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says rebel forces are withdrawing from their last holdouts in the face of advancing government troops. Meanwhile, after a series of setbacks in Syria and Iraq, the Islamic State group on Sunday re-entered the ancient Syrian town of Palmyra. Zlatika Hogue reports.
Islamic State recaptured Palmyra Sunday despite a wave of Russian airstrikes and forced government troops out of the UNESCO World Heritage Site. It was the militants' first major advance after a year of setbacks in Syria and neighboring Iraq. The group was forced to leave Palmyra in March, leaving behind damage and destruction among the 2,000-year-old ruins. Zlatica Hogue, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited Israel Monday to help celebrate the arrival of the country's first two F-35 fighter jets built by U.S. firm Lockheed Martin.
From its stealth technology to its fighter capabilities, the F-35 will allow pilots to evade detection and fly at supersonic speeds while conducting air defense, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, and ground attack missions.
Israel is among several countries that have ordered the jets and has plans to buy 50 of them. Portugal's Antonio Guterres was sworn in Monday as the 9th UN Secretary General. He told member states the UN needs to be nimble, efficient, and effective. Turkish state media say police Monday detained 118 People's Democratic Party officials. The detentions were over alleged links to Kurdish militants. Countrywide operations were launched after an offshoot claimed responsibility for two bombings. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump fired a new broadside Monday at the Central Intelligence Agency's reported finding that Russia interfered in the presidential election to help Trump win. Trump said if Democrat Hillary Clinton had won and Republicans had complained of Russian interference, they would have been accused of promoting a conspiracy theory. He said it is hard to identify attackers, and he asked why the subject wasn't raised before the election. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Monday endorsed a bipartisan probe of alleged Russian interference in the election, pointedly declaring that the Russians are not our friends. The United States and the European Union have imposed sanctions on officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo who allegedly used violence as well as other means to delay the country's elections. President Joseph Kabila's second and, according to the Constitution, final term is due to end in 1 week on December 19th. But Mr. Kabila plans to remain in office beyond that date after reaching an agreement with an opposition faction to delay elections until 2018. The majority of the opposition has rejected the arrangement and is demanding Mr. Kabila step down Monday. West African leaders will travel to Gambia on Tuesday to try to convince President Yahya Jammeh to step down after his loss in the December 1st election. Mr. Jammeh initially conceded defeat to Adama Barrow, but withdrew his concession late Friday, saying unacceptable errors were found by election officials. Reports from West Africa Monday say Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf will lead a delegation that will travel to the Gambian capital and ask Mr. Jammeh to accept the election results. The European Union and Cuba have signed an agreement to normalize ties that had been blocked for decades by human rights concerns under the late communist leader Fidel Castro. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Paria and European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini, along with representatives from the 28 EU member states, signed the agreement Monday in Brussels. Hong Kong's finance minister has resigned, a move that many see as his first step toward taking a bid for the city's top job. The government says John Tsang handed his resignation in Monday. Rumors have been around for a while that the U.S.-educated Tsang would seek the office. Egypt's president says a suicide bomber carried out the attack at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral Sunday. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said authorities arrested three men and a woman in connection with the blast that killed at least 25 people. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.